Columbus fire officials say the new controlled access pharmaceutical dispensers help the division provide the best care possible in a more efficient and transparent way. Deputy Chief of Training Patrick Ferguson explains the benefits.
So it was pretty antiquated what we did before. It was a locker with a padlock on it. If we have a recall on some type of drug, we'll know exactly where the machine that was vended out of, all the way to what paramedic actually vended the drug out of there. And then we can track it down to the patients that were given the drug that had the recall. And we can make contact with them and let them know that, you know, this is what needs to happen since you were given that drug. So it just gives us a greater accountability across the board for all of our medications that we keep. Our main reason for it is the accountability on the pharmaceuticals, but the high cost items, we know who has them as well. And we can track those down and just see how many of them we're using as well to just maintain our inventory.
Funding for the $12,000 per unit dispensers at 19 of the city's 33 fire stations came from the 2017 capital improvements budget. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.